Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Well, I'm not playing the weekend, so that's disappointing, and just didn't quite have it.
That is Tiger Woods here as we welcome you back to Niagara Frontier Golf Club in Youngstown. And that, of course, meaning that he won't play the weekend. He missed the cut by one shot. Hour number two as we welcome you back. Brian Colesiel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitis. Thanks for being with us. Tiger, one more stroke and he would have been in the weekend.
I still thought he had the best quote of the week when asked about John Daly riding the cart. And he goes, well, I played with a broken leg. So, yeah, and he won the tournament.
And I thought John had a very respectable response. When he said, he goes, listen, yeah, I'm sure it hurt like heck for Tiger, and I mean, my knee's killing me. So,
still, Tiger, that was pretty funny.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I played with a broken leg, yeah.
Well, and John's scheduled to play next week in Oak Hill,
in Rochester,
correct?
Yeah.
So
yep.
I expect
well,
to see the
they
cart
can use
too.
The carts on the senior tour, though. It's more SOP out there.
Yeah.
So. I tweeted out a couple pictures yesterday of John Daly.
With McDonald's and
he
cigarettes?
He had the Folds of Honor pants on.
Cool.
We're very, very nice. I'm sure we'll see some nice outfits next week as he'll be a part of the Senior PGA Championship at Oak Hill. But more here on Niagara Frontier Golf Club. We bring in the head golf professional, PGA Pro Dan Antonucci is with us. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Last time I saw Nooch was probably we were at this, what was the grip company? Sure Grips, right?
Oh, at the show?
At the show.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Show. That's right. Yeah.
We took a nice photo together. Right. I sent that to you. So, yeah, that was fun.
I see Nooch a lot. Yeah,
that's right.
He's active on the PGA board, and he's done a great job here. 28 years, huh, Nooch?
28 years at Niagara Frontier. It's been just a great place to work at, and the members are fantastic. And, you know, they kind of let me do my thing, and it's kind of weird to say I've been here for 28 years, but I've loved every day. I'm blessed with a job that I can come to, and it's not a job. I get to look at Pro Shop, this beautiful golf course, and I don't think I've ever had a day where I said, I don't want to come to work because it's just a great place.
And it's a great community around here.
Sure
it's,
is.
It's really neat up this way.
Yes, it is.
Big fan.
But for you to be here that long, I mean, that shows to your connection that you make with your members, obviously, I would assume. I'm sure you got to be proud of that, though. I mean, to be at any work of line of business for 28 years, you obviously are doing something right in terms of making the members feel happy and welcome.
Well, it's the members are good people. They're down to earth. I mean, you get along with them real easy. That's one of the best things of our golf course is our membership and how the people are and how they treat new members that come into the club. And you become part of the family, and that's what it really is here at Niagara Frontier. I always call it the Frontier family.
Well, you've set that tone, too. I mean, you're 28 years. I've been a golf professional a long time, too. There's a lot of different boards and a lot of different things, so you got to be good at your craft, that's for sure.
You do get different bosses every couple of years.
Yes, yeah, it does make it different. Yeah, you know, one will tell you, paint it blue, the next one, paint it green. Yeah, you get a lot of that. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
How about, let's talk a little bit about the golf course here. For those that maybe don't know that much about it or haven't played it before, what are some of the unique things? What do you like about it?
Well, as Jake Tino, our membership director, spoke about, we have a valley that runs through the middle of the golf course. So the plot of land that this golf course is put on is just perfect for a golf course. I don't know what else you could put here on this land, but it provides a lot of uphill, downhill, side hill shots, blind shots, flat shots. So you hit every club in your bag here, And when you play the golf course, it plays different every single time. Again, I've been playing this course for 28 years, and I enjoy every time I go out to play. Luckily, in our line of work, Jeff and I, we get to play pretty much most of the golf courses around Western New York. And not, you know, being biased because I work here, but I think this is one of the best tracks in Western New York. Before I worked here, I worked at Craigburn Golf Club out in East Aurora, which is another golf club. So, you know, in my career, I've got to play two of the best golf courses in Western New York.
It's the first time I played this guy. I've only played it a couple of times, but my clubs are in my car.
When are they not?
Shocker, yeah.
That is also true. True statement there, Brian.
Kids can't fit in, but the clubs can. Yeah.
That is also true, Jeff. Yes, that's why I drive a little roadster.
Yeah,
right. Anyhow, I can't carpool. But first time I played it, I was like, wow. And pleasantly surprised at the topography, as you mentioned, with the valley, because I wasn't expecting that. And just, you know, some of the dog legs in some of the holes, it's just like, hey, what's around the – couldn't wait to see what's around the corner.
Right.
Literally.
Well, it's unique topography for Niagara County.
Yes, it
sure.
is. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, in holes that stand out to me, Dan, I'm like the par 3 third hole.
Mm-hmm.
What a cool par 3. You know, it's got a little bit of length to it. It's under 200 yards, but I'm just right. – you know, you've got to hit a quality shot in there over – the valley.
Correct.
And into a sloped green. I think that hole is fantastic.
We actually call that hole the volcano because you're hitting from one side. The hole goes from 132 yards to about 165, but it's all carry. And if you miss the green, you have a very hard chip shot. It's a tough up and down.
Yeah, for sure. And then there's a par 5 on the front side that the second shot, there's a couple different ways you can play it. Because I think it dog legs right around some trees, and you can try to go over the trees. Am I correct? Am I remembering this correctly, or at the wrong hole?
Well, our fourth hole is a long par 5. Actually, that's one of our new holes. Jake Tino mentioned about our course reconstruction. We went through 1996 or 2000. We actually redesigned the golf course. We ended up with 8 new holes. 6 new greens, and we put in, you know, just a terrific practice facility. But the hole you're talking about is hole number 8.
Okay.
And it's noted by a big, huge pine tree that's about maybe 80 yards from the green. So it's not a long par 5. It's only about 475. But the long hitters can hit around that pine tree, reach the green in 2. If by chance your ball hits that pine tree, it's knocking it down like, you know, like it's a basketball shot. Makes for a very interesting third shot.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal's in the
correct.
Tree,
yes.
right?
We're going to rename that tree.
Swat it.
That's right.
Jake mentioned the new practice facility.
Yes.
We saw a nice practice area, too.
They do have a nice range.
We walked in here,
yes.
too.
Is your range open yet this year?
Well, we had it open a couple days ago. Our practice range, when we developed it, it was so that when you're taking shots, it looks like you're on a golf course hitting into a green. Our practice tee is about the size of a football field, so you always have a good turf to hit off of.
It's just been so wet, though.
Oh, it's been terrible. But we do have it open. The middle of the range is okay. The sides of the range are a little wet, so I'm just asking my members to keep it straight and try to hit the balls right down the middle.
Oh, I bet they can do that easily.
Yeah.
No problem.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I can't even do that.
That's a great tip right there. Yeah. Just hit it straight.
Hey, good segue. Thank you, Kevin. Time for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. It's brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. We're going to talk about iron play and some keys to being successful there. And we'll get Dan and Jeff's thoughts on that. Let's start with you, Dan, here. Successful iron shots, what do you need to know?
First of all, with your iron play, I think it's always a good idea to really check your yardage to make sure you have the proper club. Sometimes I think, you know, professionals and amateurs, maybe they back off, go to a lower club when they could just take the higher club, just, you know, hit it a little bit harder and get to where it's going. But with your iron play, I think it's really important that you make a good shoulder turn. I'll see a lot of players where they bring the club back with their shoulder turn, and then they kind of stop that and pick their arms up to bring the club back. Feel-wise, that feels good because you're using your hands and your arms. But if you can just get those shoulders to turn a little bit more and get your left shoulder underneath your chin, you're going to be more consistent, you're going to have more power, and you're going to hit the ball higher too. So when it hits the green, it'll stop. So that's what something I look for when I work with my members, is just to make sure that they're turning their shoulders and letting their arms and the club go along for the ride.
When I think about that turn and what you're saying, I think about guys that play irons great on the tour. Like, I remember at Oak Hill seeing Adam Scott do that in person, just how he would turn. He would hit that 3 or 4 iron off the tee, and I'm like, I was just, I mean, just perfect ball flight. I mean, guy Sergio is well known for being a good iron player. What else do you want to add?
Once you cut that turn short too, you'll tend to get steep because your arms are lifted. Thing I look for is divots. You know, because what you want to do as a good player is you're going to hit the ball and then the turf. So the idea is to kind of squeeze that ball into the turf. The best players in the world, the best iron players, their divot, the bottom of their divot, the deepest part of their divot, is 2 to 4 inches in front of that golf ball. One little drill I like is you put 3 golf balls in a line and you hit that middle golf ball and see where your divot begins. And that's a good way to judge where your divot begins. You want that divot in front of the golf ball. It's hard to have that divot be in front of the golf ball, though, if you're on your back post or your back foot. So if your weight's on your back foot, your divot's going to tend to be behind the ball. You're going to have to, like, flick the ball off the turf or go fishing with it with your hands. So my keys for iron play, typically, I like this good shoulder turn, you know, commit to it, and then get on that left post, that left leg, and make sure that divot's in front of the golf ball. And check your ball position, too. If you've got a ball position way too far, say a right-handed golfer, up towards your left foot, like off your left toe, think how hard it would be to have that divot in front of the golf ball then, how much lateral movement you'd have to hit the ball and then the turf. So check your ball position. Use that simple drill. Today's a great day if you're out on the golf course. You know, put 3 golf balls down, hit the middle one, check your divots. And if you're hitting the turf first, check that you're on your left post, your left leg, or your forward post. And that should help you compress those irons and hit them better.
You see a lot of golfers maybe have that scooping sort of mentality. Mm-hmm. Is what you're saying about looking for that divot, is that a way to avoid that?
Yeah, because guys that don't, ladies or gentlemen that don't get on their forward post, they tend to, I call it go fishing. They flick at it with their hands, and they're trying to help that ball into the air, where good players are actually squeezing down into the ball squeezing the ball into the turf. You don't want your divot to be super deep, obviously. That means you're a little too steep. You can get away with it more with shorter irons and stuff like that than you can with longer irons. So this is a great time of year to monitor your divots because it is so wet and you do get such, you know, you get a good feedback from your divot this time of year. Kevin, you're at tour events all the time. Tour players' iron shots sound different than regular players' iron shots, don't
crisp.
They?
Crisp. The word is crisp. You can just tell the quality shots. The sound is different.
Right.
The sound off of the driver is different for a guy like Brooks Koepka than other players, but the iron sound all pretty much the same, and it's just, you can just tell
it. Just flush it every time.
You know, nothing, Dan, nothing beats contact, right?
Contact and on the sweet spot.
Yeah. Right.
It all helps,
yes.
Absolutely.
And that sound, when you have that sweet spot, it is that sound, that click, that is just fantastic. So, and the other thing I just want to add to Jeff's on divot, if you see a worm, after taking it, you've gone too deep.
Well, the worms are awful close to the surface with all this water right now. So, yeah.
One guy told me if you twist your ankle in your divot, it's gone too deep.
Very good.
But, you know, this is interesting. What do you guys do here at Niagara Frontier Golf Club? Do you prefer guys replace their divots, or do you have the sand on the carts? Do you prefer they do that?
We have sand on our carts, but I always say if you can replace your divot first, because the divot will re-root and regrow quicker than just plopping some sand down. So look for your divot, replace your divot. If your divot explodes, get the sand bottle out, fill up the divot.
And by replacing a divot, I've been told this, you should stomp it down, right? Like, you put it in there. Don't just lay it in there. You got to put it down.
Yeah,
so
mash it back in.
Mash it back in, right, yes.
Yeah, give it a chance. It'll grow much faster.
Correct,
you know?
Right.
And we talk about that on the range when you take your divots on the range. You know, you want to take thin strips of divots. So you have if you're hitting balls on the range, what you want to do is you have your first divot, you put the next shot right behind that divot.
Correct.
And then right behind, and so you create strips. The worst thing is when you see people scatter their divots on the range,
yes,
or take a big block. Those don't heal fast.
Hey,
right?
Go. You know, if you're going to Oak Hill next week, go to the practice range, watch the pros and their divot pattern. Mm-hmm. It's a straight line from front to back there. It is not, you know,
big
width. Yeah. It's length,
it's
not
a big
width.
Square.
Yeah, yeah, it's right. Not this huge square. Oh, and with little strips of grass in between those things. No, that's not how they do it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's right. Dan, well, I know Jake mentioned some of the other great opportunities here, mm-hmm, and some of the other things that you have to make things fun for members. From the golf side of things, for those that maybe want to learn a little bit more about being a member here, what would you have to say to them?
Well, again, it's atmosphere. We try to keep the atmosphere fun and casual. That's number one, first and foremost. We do run a great golf program throughout the season, different type of golf events, whether they're fun and casual, couples events, member mixers, all the way up to very competitive club championships, invitationals, and such. We have a terrific PGA teaching staff. We have myself and two other PGA pros on staff for lessons, for group lessons. Our junior golf clinic is affiliated with the First Tee of Western New York. We have a chapter up here. And you know, we're always doing different things instruction-wise. Last week we had the New York State Golf Association down for a USGA rules seminar. So we're always trying some new things. We're going to do something once a month, fun, involved with golf, and complimentary too. So, yeah.
Are you busy next week with the senior PGA?
Yeah, Jeff and I are going to be up there to help run things. Like Jeff mentioned earlier, it's so cool when a major event is in your PGA section that we actually get to go and help run the event. So I'll be up there on Tuesday and Thursday. In fact, I get to work the driving range, and I'm going to check their divots out.
What do you think about Brooks Koepka and what he's doing right now at Bethpage Black?
You guys were talking earlier about him saying that he knows that so much of the field is kind of out of it already.
Yeah.
And I saw an interview with Jack Nicklaus a couple years ago who said the same exact thing. So the mindset that he has, obviously he's got the game. He can hit it long. His iron play is tremendous. He can chip and putt. But he has the confidence in himself right now.
I think you're right.
And he is. And I don't know how many guys really get to that level. Obviously, Tiger Woods has. Jordan Spieth has it at times. Maybe Rory, Phil Mickelson. But to really get to that point, and you could see how he's dominating in majors now, it's incredible. How you get that confidence in yourself and in your game and not get nervous or anything. He's going to be really tough to beat, not only in this major, but majors to come.
And to your point there, he thinks half the field might shoot themselves in the foot or whatever.
Right.
We've always, the mentality, you go out on a rainy day in a golf tournament, you always thought, hey, well, half the field doesn't want to be here because it's miserable or it's cold.
Right.
So I only got to beat half the field. And he's kind of working off that mentality, I think, and just oozing with confidence. I can imagine a bad shot is not going to face him.
And this is the fascinating, people say, okay, well, I'm going to think about that in this tournament I'm going to play. Different over a four-day period, what Koepka's talking about, than a one-day deal.
True. One day, anybody can win.
Correct.
Anybody can win.
Well, I just want to say that for guys who are out there, oh, I've got my opening event here. It's only 20 guys. You're probably doing it one day. He's talking about 4 days with a cut and the pressure of that, a little different than,
But you can develop confidence. You can develop confidence in your game. You know, if you're looking for the positives or if you're working towards a goal or if you have a process or something, you know, if you're one of those guys that every time you hit a bad shot, you're slamming your club or you're getting flustered, you're anchoring those negative emotions. And then that leads to negative. I mean, there's science behind it. So you always want to focus. You know, when you hit a good shot, you want to replay that good shot in your mind time after time. Absorb the good shot. When you hit a bad shot, shrug it off and just keep moving. And
they all hit bad shots, by the way.
Everybody does. Yes.
I know they do. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, just talking about his confidence, he shoots 63 in the first round. And people are thinking he's going to come back and shoot 77 or something like that. So he gets on the first tee. It's 408-yard par 4. I haven't been to Bethpage, but he's got the stands right behind him, and he's going to tee off, and he gets up there, and he just rips one, and he's 50 yards from the green.
Yeah.
So that shows you his confidence right there. And then he goes to shoot 65.
Yeah, yeah. It's
pretty amazing.
It's hard to back up a 63 in a major. You know how hard it is to back up a really good round? For him, that's a really good round, but he's hit 100 of those really good rounds.
Well, he said it should have been 61. He missed like an 11-footer and a 9-footer.
He's still not playing the par fives as good as others on the course are. He still says he has things to clean up.
Yes.
And he's up by 7.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
I got things to clean up. The shop,
Yeah, my garage needs it, too.
By the way, you have a nice golf shop here.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's some good cool stuff in here. We're going to have to check it out.
Yeah, you do have a nice view, too. So
we have some golf carts ready for you, too, if you guys want to play some golf after.
Kevin's got the clubs.
Kevin will probably play, Some of us have to work. Yeah.
I just squeeze in a few holes.
That's right.
All right. What are you talking about, Jeff? This is work.
That's right. Yeah, it's research.
That's right.
Research.
Well, Dan, thanks again for having us here today.
Guys, I really appreciate the Tee to Green Golf Show guys here at Niagara Frontier. It's so cool having you guys here. Thanks for coming.
By the way, Dan is going to give away Dan has provided a couple of passes for next it's a one-day pass.
A pair of tickets
for the Senior PGA Championship. This is courtesy of Dan Antonucci and Niagara Frontier Golf Club. So when we do our drawing here before the end of the show for our TD Green Club members for the Michelob Ultra Leupold Rangefinder, we'll also draw
another pair
of tickets that we'll get out to you. So
you just finished cutting those up too. Thank goodness. you spent the whole first hour cutting
those.
That's
great. Listen, if you're not a member, you're not a member. That's all the names there. So we're legit here. We're not just picking our friends.
That's right. Sign up. TDGreen.golf.
TDGreen.golf. And along with sign up for that, we send out a weekly newsletter. And some members have said, hey, I haven't seen it. It could be in your junk folder. It's not junk. I promise you, it's not junk. We each have a column each week, a tip each week from Jeff. We put some fun things in there.
I had some photos from my round at Bethpage in there.
And we put some offers in there from our partners too. So make sure you sign up tdgreen.golf, and it's going to be a year-round deal, guys. So when this show goes, we have a seasonal show on the radio. We have some other things going on there, including coming up. I want to mention this. I just recorded a podcast with a Western New York native who is owns a golf course along with some other very prominent people. It's a 9-hole course in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, called Sweetens Cove. Really cool story. You'll find that podcast at tdgreen.golf next week.
Awesome. Dan, thanks again. I know Jake said it before, but if anybody wants to contact people here, yourself or Jake, how can they do it?
Just they can phone us at 716-745-3329, extension 202 will get you right to the pro shop.
Awesome. Thanks again, Dan.
Thanks for having me.
Dan Antonucci, the head golf professional here at PGA Pro, joining us at Niagara Frontier Golf Club. We're excited to be here, and we're excited to be with you till 9 a.m. this morning, 2 hours, PGA Championship week. When we come back, Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs on our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge. He'll also give you a pick for the Preakness if you're putting a little action on it today. He'll tell you about that, and we still got a lot more on the PGA to get to here as we roll on from Niagara Frontier. We'll be back with more in a moment on Tee to Green on WGR.
Feel good. I mean, especially the way I battled today, to not have it and get that score out. I'm very proud of myself. I fought hard, but I feel great and just need to continue on the weekend.
That is the leader, Brooks Koepka, 7-shot lead over Jordan Spieth and Adam Scott heading today's third round of the PGA Championship from Bethpage Black as we welcome you back here to Youngstown, New York, Niagara Frontier Golf Club. Brian Colesiel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis. We want to thank PGA Pro Dan Antonucci for joining us last segment. Great information and talk about the golf course here at Niagara Frontier Golf Club. And the sun is out. It's a beautiful day. Hope you can play somewhere this weekend, no matter where you're listening. Joining us now, the man responsible for our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge, the second edition of it this season so far, Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs Majors is on the line with us here. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great because Chef Jim here has just delivered us omelets, so Brian's going to take the rest of this interview over.
Yeah, the other two, I think, have just turned off their mics.
Yeah, by the way.
Jim Palmieri, the executive chef. Thank you, Jeff.
This looks awesome.
I'm going to tweet a picture of this out.
I shouldn't eat it.
Just a notice to all of our future stops here on the TD Green 2019
Tour. The bar has been raised.
Yes, it has been raised immensely as Chef Jim. What is this, a steak and cheese omelet?
Steak and cheese.
Oh boy. Man.
Ryan.
Okay.
Life is good.
We'll have to bring you some
good.
Of this. It's pretty good
I'm
food here.
Yeah, I'm eating a donut in my car. It's not the same.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, Ryan, we're going to let you know here that quite a few of our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge entries took Brooks Koepka this week. So they are looking good. So it'll probably come down to who their other choices are here, a chance to win a great prize pack, which includes, of course, a night at a hotel, your brand-new hotel, and some money at your great restaurants, and also, of course, some free play as well.
Yeah, we stayed
absolutely
at the hotel.
We got a lot of things going on at Batavia Downs today for the Preakness Stakes, and we're hopefully going to welcome our majors winner from the Masters there to Batavia Downs sometime this summer. I think he's going to try to do it on a race night once live racing returns there at the end of July.
Absolutely. Well, here we go. I got a since we're obviously going to talk maybe about the Preakness here in a moment, let's give you a betting stat, Ryan. So no Tiger Woods this weekend. He misses the cut at the PGA Championship by a stroke. Sportsbooks actually happy. I know that golf fans, Tiger fans, TV, not happy that Tiger doesn't play, but 30% of the money at Sportsbooks in Las Vegas had Tiger to win the PGA Championship. 30%. That shows still how powerful he is in the betting world.
Absolutely. I saw a stat last night on Twitter that there was a gentleman that cashed a ticket. He bet $20,000 that Tiger Woods would not win another major this year, and the odds on that were so poor that his $20,000 bet netted him $20. Can you imagine having $20,000 to burn to just make 20 bucks? Must be nice.
Wow, that
feels like an ego bet. Yeah, like, no way he's going to win.
How hammered was the guy when he placed the bet? I don't think he knew the odds.
I don't know, man.
Really wild odds.
Right, it's just I want to ask you a question on this, a serious matter, because I think we asked you this last time about sports betting in, we can bet on the horse races, which is great. And I know it's being discussed, right? The mobile sports betting, right? That's what we're talking about. That would matter to Batavia Downs, where we might be able to do some wager on golf.
Yeah, where's that stand?
Yeah, where's it? I mean, because I read some stories like, okay, it's being discussed now with a little more push. Is that correct?
There's two components to this. So right now in New York State, sports betting will be allowed at the four major gaming facilities. All of them are very, very far away from Buffalo. But they also have, there's been a push recently to get it not only mobile, but also at the OTBs and the other Racino casinos. So we have, at Batavia Downs, our foot in all those places. We're a racetrack, we're an OTB, and we're a casino, if you will. So with us having an eye on hopefully any one of those getting passed, that would be great. If mobile gets passed only, that's not necessarily going to help Batavia Downs, but it's certainly going to help all the fine people in New York State that would like to place a legal sports wager. So just in this last week, things weren't looking too great around the Kentucky Derby time, but I got to tell you, in this last week, business has picked up in Albany, and there's a couple people out there on both sides of the aisle fighting for Batavia Downs and businesses like Batavia Downs to get in on this action, because why not? I mean, if we're going to make it legal and we're going to keep the money in the light and we're going to tax it and make revenues for, whether it's for kids, for schools, for the elderly, or whatever it's going to be, let's do it. Let's do it right. Let's not leave it to just a couple of lucky facilities to get to take those sports bets.
I made this argument, comment to a state lawmaker, and I just said, look, if I can bet on a four-legged athlete, why can't I bet on a two-legged athlete?
Absolutely.
And there was no argument against that logic. So.
That's right.
Right.
Ryan Hasenauer with us, the marketing director for Batavia Downs Gaming. Today, of course, the Preakness. We'll get a pick from Ryan here in just one moment here. But I know you guys got some cool events going on today at Batavia Downs, Ryan. Why don't you let everybody know about that?
Sure. So today's the Preakness Trifecta, $15 inside of the Park Place room, which is just off the lobby at Batavia Downs, from 3 to 7 today. Going to get you a choice of lunch, like beef stew or pulled pork, beef on whack, meatloaf sandwich, whatever you like, plus a $15 free play once you earn a point on the gaming floor. So pretty much it's like a wash and a free lunch as long as you're going to go play on the gaming floor. And you get a $2 Preakness wager. That goes again from 3 to 7. But, guys, I don't know if you know this, today, specifically today, May 18th, is the 14th anniversary of Batavia Downs opening. A long, long time ago, back in 2005. And
congrats.
Like that, we have free cake from 12 until we run out, just inside of the lobby at Batavia Downs. So if you want some free cake to go after your steak and cheese omelet there, drive out to Batavia Downs and get yourself some free cake while supplies last.
Absolutely.
I can tell you what's not going to last is omelet much longer.
Yeah.
This thing's awesome.
Yeah, this is phenomenal.
How's your donut?
Oh, now you're taunting him, Jeff. Come on. That's right. Ryan, you promise there's not going to be any instant replay controversy today in the Preakness, right?
Yeah.
I really hope not. And I got to tell you, no rain today, guys. For the first time in 4 years, there's no rain in the forecast in Baltimore. So we'll be looking forward to a nice, dry, fast track. I'll see you later, Brian, up at the Niagara Falls branch up there in Niagara Falls, Niagara County, for the, the big broadcast 2 to 5.
That's right. I'll be on from 2 to 5 today.
That's why you should stay and play here,
I should
Brian.
Just stay and play, and then just go right there afterwards at 2 o'clock.
It's almost too easy, Brian.
It is. Yes. It's all set up for me.
I mean, this is a tap-in.
It's a
gimme.
Right. All right, I'll take it, then.
that replay, did you hear a lot of negativity from that, or was it positive because they got it right? They got the result right.
Here's the argument that you have. Bob Baffert, everyone knows Bob Baffert. Bob Baffert's argument was, you just don't do that in the Derby, meaning you as a jockey or you as an owner sees your horse get cut off and you say, well, it's the Derby. You know, you don't call a ticky-tack foul in, you know, the NBA playoffs. You don't call hooking in overtime in the NHL playoffs. You don't call that in the Derby. But I think the mentality is that on the biggest stage, on the world's biggest stage, you got to call that. There's a still frame shot of the number 7's back leg literally in between the number 1 horse's front legs. And if Tyler Gaffione did not pull back War of Will in the Kentucky Derby, you're talking about those two horses in front of 17 horses behind them, tangling legs and falling, and then we're talking about a much different situation there. So I think you've got to tell the jockeys and say, look, on the biggest stage of them all, the Kentucky Derby, guys, we're going to call it. We're not going to DQ you, but we're going to shove you back to 17th. So the next time this happens at a $5,000 claiming race on a Tuesday at Finger Lakes, we're going to call it there as well. So you as the jockey have to understand to control your horse. When you're coming off the line there, don't let him bear out into other horses. Quite frankly, he probably would have won that race if he had just stayed the course, hugged the rail, and just traveled a shorter distance. He lost that race by trying to bow out wide. It didn't help him. So I think you do need to call it. And it certainly brought some attention to the sport. I can't deny that. But it was certainly a little bit negative there at the start. A lot of consistency issues with people saying, well, you got to call it all the time now. Well, guess what? Good. You should call it all the time.
Yeah. I think they set an example for every sport. Every sport, yes. Like in the major, you call it the way it's supposed to be called. All right, with that, who's your pick today?
So I've got two horses, and unfortunately for the betting public here, you might say, well, you just chose the two favorites. That's not really going out on a limb there. But, you know, in the last 35 years, only 4 horses that have not raced in the Derby have won the Preakness. So we've got 4 horses here today. And, again, it's a little bit of a different story because, you know, the winner and the second place and the third place, they all have opted out. So out of these 13 horses, you've only got 4 that ran, but 2 of them are really great, and that's Improbable, the number 4, who's the morning line favorite, and the number 1, War of Will, who's 4-1, and was, of course, the horse that got cut off that started that whole thing for the inquiry there at the Kentucky Derby. So those two horses I'm going to probably look to key on top. As we broadcast live from the Niagara Falls branch there, 2-5, we'll see how the course is playing out. Are the closers doing well? Are the horses that are out front doing well? There's a couple horses in here that are going to hope for a very fast early pace because they're going to close while the other horses are tired. But if it's a very fast or a very slow pace at the beginning of this race, you're going to throw those 4 horses out because by the time they try to start to close, the horses in front of them will still be well rested and will finish well. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of strategy plays out throughout the day at the Preakness and at Pimlico to see what our game time decision is for those bets. But you're going to have to include the 1 and the 4 in your bets. And for those ladies listening today, you've got number 7, Always Mining. You've got a female trainer. No woman trainer has ever won the Preakness. There have been some before that have tried, but you don't have any female horses. You don't have any female jockeys. But today you do have a female trainer, so that's something to root for as well.
Excellent. Ryan, thanks so much for coming on. I'll see you at 2 o'clock. Of course, you can make your wager today at Batavia Downs. You can go to any Western OTB. Kevin, I know you like BataviaBets.com.
Yes, I. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
One more thing to add, guys. Just because we know that the Derby winner and the second and third place horses weren't in, we're doing something a little special today. At each and every single OTB branch today, the first 100 people to make a $25 wager on the Preakness, doesn't matter if it's a bunch of small bets, it could be a bunch of $5 win play shows or whatever it is, but if you make a $25 wager and you're one of the first 100 people to do that, you're going to get a $25 free play at Batavia Downs. It's good for a week and you can come into Batavia Downs and spend that $25 once you earn 5 points on the gaming floor. But that's limited to the first 100 people at each branch. I'm sure by the time Dan and Brian and I convene at 2 o'clock, those might be gone. So make your way out there. The branches do open at 10 o'clock today all across Buffalo. You can check out your local OTB at westernotb.com/locations.
Awesome. Ryan, thanks so much. We appreciate you again being a part of our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge, and we'll have another prize pack giveaway on Sunday night when it's over to another lucky winner.
I'm looking forward to the day. And listen, not that I'm some big gambler here, but I just, you know, it's a little fun, like the horse races, to have a little action on it. And for the majors, I just think it would be neat that, okay, what horses can I bet on? Is it Koepka, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Then we can bet on golf too.
That's what I'm saying. Right, like, you know, they do it for the Open Championship in overseas all the time. Players even put some stuff on themselves. So Ryan said it right. It brings it into the light here. Right. Like, you know, it's not you're meeting some guy, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So,
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you also got, you know, betting on, you know, somebody to win or somebody to not make the cut. Guys, it's gonna blow your mind when you get mobile betting and they're going to say, okay, Tiger's about to tee off on the 18th. It's going to be, you know, -100 for him to make par, for him to make bogey, for him to make triple bogey. The in-game betting, that is what's going to really make a lot of money and make it really exciting for people. You're going to have action on every putt, but certainly every hole. There's going to be action to be had. So looking forward to that when it does come.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Could be dangerous. That'd be fun. Do it all responsibly. Even today with the Derby, do it responsibly, folks. Seriously.
Right.
Okay.
All right, Ryan, thank you. I'll see you at 2 o'clock.
Sounds good, guys. See you later.
All right, Ryan has an hour there from Batavia Downs Gaming. Again, part of our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge. If you didn't sign up, if you weren't one of our entrants, sign up for our next Majors Challenge. It'll be there for, of course, the U.S. Open on Father's Day weekend. Before we go to break, next segment, are we giving away the rangefinder from Michelob Ultra and also the pair of tickets for the senior PGA? Before we go to break, I want to say good luck. I know probably
– we'll do it during break, Brian.
Okay.
We'll do it on Twitter.
And then we'll announce it coming back.
There you go.
Before we go to break, I want to say good luck. I know probably all of our high schoolers, maybe they're up, might be sleeping at this moment, but
– it was prom around Western New York last
night.
That's
right. Monday at 9 a.m. at River Oaks is the Section 6 Championship.
Yep. Sweet.
For the boys. So good luck to all the boys participating. 72 golfers are going to be participating in this event. Nate Leary, who I know listens to the show quite often, the Section 6 chair. Nate, good luck. I know you do a great job with that event. So hope you get some good weather on Monday as well. And all the boys playing, play well.
Nate just heard his name and thought he won the rangefinder.
That's right.
He's in here.
Nate is in there. That's right.
All the college coaches will be there recruiting, looking at the players, seeing who's good.
That's right. What's the bit of advice for these high schoolers, Jeff?
You know, just play your game. Don't, you know, kids, like with the U.S. Open, people get wound up and they put too much importance on
what
one day.
What did Koepka say?
Right.
Half the field's going to shoot themselves out of it anyway because they get themselves too wound up.
And that tournament does not define who you are as a golfer. You know, it's one event. Your high school career is what you did. It's not this one event. So just play your best and whatever comes your way. You never know what everybody else is doing. So you just grind it out until you're done and post the best score you can.
That's right. All right, we're going to take a timeout here from Niagara Frontier Golf Club. We'll finish these great steak and cheese omelets.
I already did.
Chef Jim. Kevin's already done.
Yes.
Jeff and I will finish it off here.
We're dainty.
We're enjoying our omelet here from Niagara Frontier Golf Club. We'll see if we need to adjust our PGA Championship picks when we return. Also, our rangefinder giveaway, courtesy of Michelob Ultra, coming up next right here on Tee to Green from Niagara Frontier Golf Club on WGR.
He's driving 330 yards in the middle of the fairway. He's got 9 irons when most of us are hitting 5 irons, 4 irons. And he's putting well. And so, you know, that adds up to a pretty substantial lead. And if he keeps doing what he's doing, there's no reason why he can't build on this lead.
That is Tiger Woods, who got up front and personal watching Brooks Koepka in the same group with him the first 2 days. Unfortunately for Tiger, he won't be playing golf this weekend. He missed the cut by a stroke. Koepka minus 12. He's your leader at the PGA Championship through two rounds. A five-shot lead on Jordan Spieth and Adam Scott. Spieth and Koepka will be in the final pair today at 250. As we welcome you back here to Niagara Frontier Golf Club, our final segment of Tee to Green, Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitas will announce our winners of our Tee to Green Club giveaways here in just one moment, but it's time for our Champions Tour Report, brought to you by Absolute Care, affordable adult assisted living. We mentioned earlier John Daly this week riding a cart, and he's been entertaining to the fans. He's been having cigarettes, Diet Cokes, delighting fans here at Bethpage Black. He's got the, of course, the wild outfits as well. Everybody wanting to snap a picture of him as he's driving by on the cart. Daly will be at Oak Hill next week as a part of the Senior PGA Championship. Of course, we'll be there for 2 hours next week. Looking forward to that for our show. One of the Champions Tour players that did make the cut, Rich Beem, former PGA champion. He just made it on the number, so good for him. Steve Stricker missed it by one on the number, but you've talked with Rich Beem, you said?
Oh, yeah. Good guy. He broadcast for Sky Golf.
Oh, okay.
European, so I see Beamer quite often.
Also, just a reminder, programming note here, we've got a few minutes left on our show, but the Sports Investors that I know normally airs from 8 to 9, if you've been looking for that, it'll be airing right after our show here at 9 o'clock. Kevin, how about our winners here? We got two to give away.
All right, and I'm just posting the video. We did this on video, so everybody can see that.
It was legit.
Legit, above board.
That's right.
For sure. Jeff Mitas is the winner. No, I'm kidding.
Sweet. I needed a rangefinder.
That's right.
No, the rangefinder. Courtesy of our friends at Michelob Ultra, which we encourage you to enjoy responsibly. Michelob Ultra has been a great partner of Tee to Green throughout the years. And so they provided this, and we've got some other great stuff from Michelob Ultra to give away more this season. Mitch Maraschiello, hopefully I pronounced that last name correct. Mitch, I'll be shooting you an email, get your address to send this out to you. So congratulations. I mean, What a prize to win there. And we also gave away any one-day passes here. So you want to use them for the weekend third and final round, or you can use them Thursday or Friday. Mike Stahura won these passes. So I'll get these out to you, Mike. And thank you to everybody who signed up so far. Make sure you sign up teetogreen.golf. You can see the sign. You can sign up right there on the homepage.
Yep, more giveaways to come here in weeks here. A few final thoughts here before we go. Brooks Koepka, here's a couple of stats. I've been promising you these. Koepka now, after yesterday's round, is 67 under par in major championships since the 2016 PGA. 67 under. That's 24 shots better than any player in the majors in that stretch. Second place is Spieth, who's minus 43. So he is 24 shots better in majors since the 2016 PGA than anybody. And Spieth, obviously, you know, I mean, that's even a little surprising that he's there too. Koepka through 36 holes in terms of strokes gained, tee to green, first. Strokes gained approaching the green, first. Scrambling, first. Proximity to the hole, second. Putting, fourth. Driving accuracy, 18th. So the stats are all there saying that he's great. No player in men's golf history has won his first four major championships in a span of 2 years or less. Koepka would be the first to do it with a win this week, Kevin. He's riling up some pretty historic numbers here.
Yeah, because what he is doing is historic, and I just don't see him having a terrible round.
No.
Someone's going to have to have a great round today, which is possible. I mean,
most guys are out there. Adam Scott had a nice day.
Right. Yep. I mean, we're talking about major champions who are playing right behind him and with him. So they're capable of playing great. So let's not think that this is just a runaway here. But I think Koepka is going to go out there with the mentality of shooting under par today. And if he shoots under par today, all he has to do is shoot par tomorrow. Okay. And he wins.
And guess who my pick is for the Open?
You picked Koepka.
I picked Koepka.
I picked Rose, minus three.
I picked DJ. So,
well, DJ's minus four. We have guys that are in the top five that feel like it's over already, which is amazing.
No, but they don't feel like it's over.
No.
Dustin Johnson doesn't feel. No, the players do not feel it's over. No.
I think it's over. I think Koepka.
Well, I agree with you. I think it's over, too. I'm telling you, the guys could be. Listen, if you think it's over, don't even go tee it up.
That's right. Hey, we want to thank everybody here at Niagara Frontier Golf Club for having us here. Dan Antonucci, the head pro, Jake Tino, the membership director, course, Jim Palmieri, the executive chef for those outstanding.
Jim stole the show today.
That's right.
Boys.
That's right. Wow. Outstanding. So make sure you, if you want to get some more information, contact him here at Niagara Frontier Golf Club here in Youngstown. I'll be on the air with you 2 to 5 for the Preakness Show.
From Niagara Falls.
From Niagara Falls.
The
that's
OTB,
right. Sports Investors coming up next at 9. I want to thank Derek Kramer back in our Amherst studios producing today. Steve Barkowski from the Western PGA for joining us. Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs.
Did we thank Jim for the omelets? Yeah, we did.
And we thank Jim again for the omelets. That's right.
Congrats to Mitch and Mike, our winners.
That's right. We'll be sending those prizes out this week. For Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. Enjoy the weekend, guys. I'm Brian Colesheel. Tee to Green. We'll be with you from Oak Hill next week right here on WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.